Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
New York healthcare heroes file lawsuit against shot mandate. That's what we're going to be talking about today on Faith and Freedom. I'm Holly Mead, Vice President of Media with Liberty Counsel, and joining me is Roger Ganim. You know, Roger, it's been more than a year now that we stepped into the boxing ring, so to speak, on behalf of churches and defending churches and their right to assemble and worship, you know, and against these draconian edicts from these Democratic governors who should be protecting the religious rights of these churches instead of stopping them from assembling. And of course, we ended up winning in California with the first statewide permanent injunction. And we're still fighting for some of these churches now, even more than a year later. So we were busy then, and now we've become even more busy on these COVID shot mandates and how they're being forced upon healthcare workers and frontline workers and students and various federal employees. So, Roger, I imagine when you became an attorney, you never imagined you'd be fighting against shot mandates, did you?
You know, that's a really good point. When I began with Liberty Counsel just over 7 years ago, the battleground was over the definition of marriage. And about a year into my time here, we had the Kim Davis case, and we're still fighting for Kim Davis. Now, it's really unforeseen that we would be in this territory. As you mentioned, phase one of the COVID litigation was to reopen churches. There, we had the government attacking and trying to restrict the very purpose of worship, which is to assemble together visibly as Christians to worship. And to have the government tell us, no, you can't do that, but other kinds of assembly, other kinds of gathering are okay. We had no choice but to fight against those things. And the good news is, as you mentioned, not only the victory in California and other places, but Supreme Court decisions that will be lasting and will protect churches for generations to come when it comes to just that ability to meet and gather. Now, we're heading into phase two with these shot mandates.
And we saw this coming too, didn't we? Yeah.
We did. Liberty Counsel was sounding the alarm pretty early on in all these things. And here, we have to go even farther back to creation and to understand that, you know, our bodies don't belong to us. They belong to God, and we're given a stewardship over them. And in addition to that, we're made to work. We're made to be productive. And these shot mandates attack at the very core of those truths, the government saying, we can decide what you do to your body, and we can deprive you of the ability to work if you don't play along. So these shot mandates are wrong, period, whether they're from the government or from an employer. But where we find ourselves, because of our ministry, we're representing people who have a religious objection to receiving these shots. And we never expected that the litigation would be this busy or would be this this widespread, but we're just scratching the surface right now.
Right. Of course, you know, it's everyone's choice, their own personal choice, whether they want to receive the injection or not. But like you said, many have religious objections because all three of these shots are associated with aborted fetal cells. That's the primary reason. And many are praying and seeking the Holy Spirit, you know, and deciding that they don't want to inject this into their body, any toxic substance like this. So in New York, we have filed suit against the governor, the Department of Health Commissioner, the New York Presbyterian Healthcare System, Westchester Medical Center, Advanced Physician Services, because that state is forcing these healthcare workers, telling them they're going to get fired if they don't take the COVID shot. Now, let's talk about the legalities of that. You know, in what, as far as federal state law, do people have to, the state must uphold their religious exemption?
Well, every citizen of the United States has a First Amendment right to free exercise. And that means, at the very least, the government can't require an individual to to receive, for example, a COVID shot without accommodating the sincerely held religious beliefs of anyone who would object to that. We now have private employers involved, and again, every citizen in the United States who works for an employer with 15 or more employees also is covered by what we call Title VII, which is a non-discrimination law that, again, requires employers to accommodate the sincerely held religious beliefs of anyone who objects to a COVID shot on those grounds. What's so interesting and troubling about what happened in New York is we have the governor issuing a mandate that all healthcare workers in the state must get vaccinated, and their governor said there will be no religious exemptions. And that's wrong both under the Constitution and under Title VII. So we have the governor attempting to just remove that right altogether, and the private employers, these hospital systems, are not reluctantly playing along. They're willingly and gladly playing along and saying, yep, because of what the governor said, we don't have to give you any religious exemptions anymore. So we've sued the governor and the private employers to reverse this terrible policy and to ask a federal court to say, yes, federal law still applies in the state of New York, and the governor can't undo that with the stroke of a pen.
Right, and we have more than 1,500 plaintiffs in this case that we're defending. For example, one is president of a private faith-based senior care facility. He wants to accommodate the sincere religious beliefs of the employees, but this New York mandate is prohibiting him from doing so. Another plaintiff is a member of the Church of Christ, Scientist, and he has a sincerely held religious objection to all vaccines, not just the COVID, but all vaccines. And his religious beliefs compel him to believe that healing comes through prayer. So that's two of our plaintiffs and many more that are saying, no, I don't want to do this. And I'm willing to walk away from the career that I love, the career that puts food on my table, so to speak, in order to protect my body and my religious beliefs.
And where this is so insidious is that it's not like any of these healthcare workers who are affected by this policy can simply go get another job at a different hospital or with a different facility. Right. It applies throughout the state. So it effectively makes any healthcare worker who has a religious objection to vaccination or to a COVID shot unemployable in the field that they've chosen and been trained in and have experience in. The sad irony here is that the very healthcare workers who have been hailed as heroes for the better part of the last 2 years are now told, you're not welcome anymore because you won't take one of these shots, even though it would be very easy for these employers to simply provide masks and personal protective equipment and enhanced sanitization. In other words, all the same protocols that have worked well for 2 years are no longer good enough, and these heroes are no longer welcome simply because they don't want to play along with this arbitrary and sudden shot mandate.
Right. I mean, these heroes that were fighting on the front lines all through COVID, you know, putting their own health at risk, now are considered villains, so to speak, and we don't want you anymore if you don't abide by our mandate. But what's appalling to me is these state officials, the governor and these other officials, think they can override federal law and the Constitution?
That is what's stunning here, that not only that a private employer would try to do something like this, and we can talk more about that, but that a governor of a state in the United States believes that he or she is above the law and can simply void federal law within the state. Now, we've fought many cases and been involved in a lot of litigation that deals with the separation of powers between federal authority and state authority, and that's certainly a legitimate distinction. But one thing a state governor cannot do is say that federal law simply no longer applies because I said so, and that's what we have here in New York.
Right. It's really appalling. I mean, they're saying that these religious exemptions are no longer accepted in New York. Well, how is New York all of a sudden the exception, you know?
Well, New York cannot demonstrate that it's more dangerous to be a healthcare worker there than in other states that don't have this mandate. And that's a really good point you brought up. We've collected affidavits from employees from every corner of the United States. And what they're all saying is that my religious exemption was granted in my state, and I've been able to continue in my patient-facing role doing the same thing that I did before, while, of course, taking extra safety precautions as we've been doing for the last 2 years. And what all these affidavits show is that New York can never prove that it's somehow necessary in New York to do what's not necessary in almost every other state of the union.
Well, you know, we have received thousands of calls per week, probably about 500 per day. We're doing daily teleconferences, trying to help people that are under these mandates. If you're one of those persons that are under these mandates, I encourage you to go to lc.org/exempt. Look at the example for the religious exemption letters. There's a video there. Go in there and fill out the legal help form, and we will certainly try to get to you to help you in this respect. Again, that's Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/exempt.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.